SBS Radio. Shalom, Australia. Israel was shocked by the murder of 21-year-old Israeli student Aya Massawe in Melbourne last week. Israelis sent condolences to the family as Massawe's father, Saeed, on Friday visited the crime scene, where dozens of flowers and messages from the Australian public had been left nearby in support. He told reporters that the support makes the suffering feel a little better. Massawe's father was in Melbourne to coordinate bringing the body back to Israel for burial. She was killed while speaking on the phone with her sister. Originally from Baka al-Khabir in the northern Israel, she had been studying at La Trobe University in Melbourne as an exchange student from Shanghai University. Major General Aviv Kochavi took over on Tuesday as the 22nd commander of the IDF, replacing outgoing Chief Gadi Eisenkot. The handover ceremony took place at a ceremony at the Kiryat base in Tel Aviv, where the first order of the day promoted Kochavi, 54, to the rank of Lieutenant General. Prior to his installment, Kochavi paid his respect at Mount Herzl Military Cemetery in Jerusalem and then, in keeping with tradition, visited the Kotel. Kochavi also met with President Reuven Rivlin in Jerusalem before returning to Tel Aviv for the official passing of the baton. Media on Friday leaked that Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit has concluded that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should be indicted on bribery charges in case 4000, one of the cases against him, and will offer him a pre-indictment hearing next month. On Thursday, Mandelblit indicated that he would turn down Netanyahu's request that he delay until after the elections on April 9th his announcement on whether he will indict the Prime Minister. The scandal-plagued chairman of the Israel Bar Association, Effie Naveh, announced his resignation on Thursday. Naveh was arrested on Wednesday and questioned by police for allegedly nominating a female judge to a magistrate's court several years ago in exchange for sexual favours. He is also suspected of having a sexual relationship with the wife of another judge for the purpose of helping her husband advance from a magistrate's court to a district court position, a promotion that never came through. A judge released Naveh to house arrest later on Wednesday, rejecting a police request to hold him in custody for 3 days. Two other suspects were questioned on Wednesday, a female magistrate's court judge and a female lawyer. The judge will take a leave of absence. The affair follows closely on the heels of another scandal for Naveh, who was indicted last month on suspicion that he smuggled a female acquaintance out of the country for a trip abroad and then tried to slip her back unregistered through border control. Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked, who has previously been a supporter of Naveh and entrusted him with confidences, said on Wednesday, "This is a tough day for me as Justice Minister and as a woman." After weeks of near silence on his new party's political platform, former IDF Chief of Staff Benny Gantz on Monday gave the public the first indication of his political views with a vow to fix the controversial nation-state law to help the Druze community. Speaking to Druze activists who congregated outside his home in Rosh Ha'ayin to say that the law is discriminatory towards the country's non-Jews, Gantz said that Israel should work to strengthen the bonds with its Druze community, which he said was a valued segment of Israeli society. His statement that "I will do everything in my power to act to fix the law" was immediately seized by members of the government as proof that Gantz is left, in the Likud's vocabulary, the worst insult to a political opponent. Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked on Friday rejected calls to change the nation-state law. Despite vowing that the law will not be changed, Shaked acknowledged it had created a wound among the Druze. She said, "In order to heal the wound, we can advance separate legislation." Brigadier General Amal Assad, a leader of the Druze protests against the law, reiterated his opposition to a separate law, saying, "We came to say that we want to feel part of this state. I want to be Israeli, and thus we are very disappointed and will do everything so that this law will be changed." MK's Ayelet Nachmias Verben and Eitan Broshi on Wednesday announced that they would not seek re-election in the Labour Party's primaries for another term in the Knesset, amid growing opposition to party leader Avi Gabay. They were later joined by Hilit Bar, who said he would campaign for the party nevertheless. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday won the backing of the powerful Likud Central Committee for a series of important procedural matters which will give him more say over the party list. Netanyahu heads to the polls with his party united behind him. In a controversial move, the committee also announced that it was freezing the membership of 14 members of the new Likud faction and that they would not be able to run in the primaries. The new Likudniks was founded in 2011 by leaders of the social justice protest, which that summer saw hundreds of thousands of Israelis take to the street to demand government action on behalf of the middle class. The group's stated agenda is to push what it says are middle-class interests from within Likud, but many Likud members have questioned the right-wing credentials of the new Likudniks. They have accused members of the group of being undercover leftists trying to influence the party from within. An unarmed Palestinian who was arrested after he crossed the border from Gaza into Israel on Friday morning has told interrogators that he is a member of Hamas. Around 10,000 Palestinians participated in riots along the border on Friday afternoon. A number of Palestinians briefly breached the border and entered Israel before quickly returning to Gaza. Israeli security forces early on Friday morning demolished the apartment of Khalil Jabarin, the Palestinian teen who stabbed Ari Fuld to death in Gush Etzion, south of Jerusalem. Residents of the town of Yatta, near Hebron, said that troops sent to destroy the home were met by throwing Palestinians. A Palestinian-American man, who last month was sentenced to life in prison by a Palestinian Authority court for attempting to sell land to Jews, has been released and handed over to the Americans. Issam Akel, a resident of East Jerusalem, had been held by the PA for several months. In recent days, a secret deal was signed between the PA and US authorities, and Akel was freed on Tuesday. A 10-year-old Bedouin boy died and his brother was seriously injured on Friday after being poisoned in their home in southern Israel. The two boys from an unrecognized settlement in the Tel Arad area were reportedly exposed to an unknown substance while in the shower. Police are investigating. Israel's foreign ministry on Thursday condemned Malaysia for banning Israelis from an upcoming Paralympics swimming tournament, calling the move shameful and saying that if the athletes aren't allowed in, a new host should be found. The International Paralympics Committee on Wednesday said it is bitterly disappointed at the stance of the Malaysian government with regards to Israel's participation in the 2019 World Paraswimming Championships. The IPC governing board will be discussing this matter when it meets in London this coming week, speaking on Friday evening before Oxford University's debating chamber at the Oxford Union. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad said that it was the country's right to deny entry to Israeli nationals and that it was unfair to label him as anti-Semitic. Mohamad said that a country has the right to keep its borders closed to certain people. That's why borders are there. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.